Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Pommy Bueller, the Vice President of Business Development with the Dixie Group. Pommy, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. It's good to catch up.
Happy New Year to you.
This is a perfect time to kick off the year, take a look at where things are, and how you've been able to help people for the last 45 years. Let me run through the background, though, on you. You've been doing the Dixie Group for just a few years, but you've been focused in the flooring industry for 45 years. And, you know, you started in the department store, then you went on to Baker Brothers, and then you had a long career in the DuPont Invista days. You were the guy who went out and taught RSAs out in the field how to be more successful. And right now, beginning of the year, we know that consumer confidence levels down just a bit, yet there are people out there that are very successful and they've got a little recipe, and I think you know what it is. Tell us, as an inspirational advisor, what you recommend the RSA should be doing to beat the competition in selling flooring.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, the confidence is down, but remember, the people who have come to your store, they're very confident they want to buy flooring because nobody comes to your store just to waste your time. If you're down, they're going to feel that way too. So your enthusiasm, your exuberance, your behavior is going to reflect on that customer. So you got to have that positive energy. You got to have that childish enthusiasm to make things better for the customers. The best part in today, a lot of people think about, you know, internet, oh my God, they get a lot of wrong information. I believe it is an amazing thing. People do a lot of research. They know what they want. They don't want you to sell. They want you to listen and figure out what they want and deliver the best products possible. Deliver what they want and guide them rather than trying to sell them. This year in particular is amazing. This is the 250th birth anniversary of the greatest nation on earth. So I think we need to be celebrating with the exuberance in the flooring industry. My take on this one is honoring the past and flooring the future. We got to go gung-ho this year because 2026 can really, it is all upon us. It can become a turning point in our industry. Even in a flat and uncertain market, there's a huge opportunity. All the retail sales professionals must think differently, must act boldly, and must sell smarter products and in a smarter way.
All right, so you need to start out and develop rapport and make sure they know you're not just trying to sell them something. You actually want to make sure they end up with a product they're going to be happy with. And then one of the things you tell me almost every time I talk to you is lead with the best. You can always come down, but it's hard to go back up, right?
Absolutely. That is my message number one. One of the things I suggest is start early. If you're a retailer, figure out what your promotions are going to be, kind of like the front load. Look at the products, which is working, which is not working, and set your goals. Because my focus has always been on the retail sales professionals, I tell everybody to set your three goals. Not just one goal, your minimum, your reasonable, and your dream goal. Nobody comes to your store, Kemp, to buy the worst, the lousiest product on planet Earth. They all want to come buy the best. Now, best is a different definition for each one of us. So if they want to come buy best, why not just start at the best? If you don't have a $20 product in your showroom, you will never sell it. If you have it, but you never show it, you will never sell it. If you have it, you show it, but you don't believe in it, i.e., you're selling it yourself. You're saying, you know what? I will never put it in my home. Guess what? It's not going in your home. Focus back on the customer. Even in the down market, and people are buying premium products. You know that what I work on, our Fabrica and Maslin sales are up. People are buying better products. So it is important that you start at the best because going downhill is much easier to go uphill. You will never be penalized for showing me the best product. You will be penalized that I wanted to buy the best and you never showed it to me. So remember, the new good, better, best is the best, better, good.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Dixie's Fabrica brand is actually doing really well right now.
Absolutely. And I think people feel bad. Oh my God, I want to come across as if I'm selling the most expensive. No. All you have to ask is a very simple question to the customer. How important is durability? How important is it once the flooring is installed, you don't have to worry about cleanability. You don't have to worry about durability. How important is it to enjoy your flooring without worrying for a long time? That question will always give you a positive answer. And now you can connect the dot. Mr. Har, you told me durability is extremely important. We're going to start our best product and we're going to work our way down. There's nothing in there that shows that I'm trying to take your money. I'll give you a practical example. Kemp average job in North America is somewhere between 70 to 75 yards when it comes to carpet. You can sell polyester, that will be roughly about $2,500 or so. In 5 years, it'll go bad. And in 20 years, you'll have to replace it 4 times. If you look at the best long-term value, not the price, price is always negotiable, value is not. If you sell the same product as nylon, yeah, on the front end, it is a little bit more. It's not 2,400, it is close to 3,900. But in the long run, you're making your customers save $5,700. And most importantly, that customer is happy, who will tell 4 other friends also. So sell best, very good, sell the best value.
Let me just try to echo what you're saying. The installation cost is about the same. And if you have to put it in 3 times and you have to pay that same installation cost, you're going to end up paying a lot more. So put in a product that's going to last 15 to 20 years and put it in once, right?
It's going to create inconvenience. So the shipping is the same. The installation is the same. Ben Franklin said long time ago in the 1700s, the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten. You have to lay the things out. You have to be honest. You have to be focused on the customer. Customers would want to buy.
Now, one more thing, Pommy, I know you teach about this too, but these retailers, they're out there. They're most of them family, independent, and they're up against these home centers. What can the independent retailers say to the consumer to make them want to buy from them versus the home center?
We are local. When I see you in the church, when I see you at a grocery store, I've been doing it for 50 years. We're the experts. We are the cardiologist, we are the specialist, we are not the general practitioner. So when you buy from us, we look at your project differently. There's one connection, one person. I, as a salesperson, I'm going to hold your hand and walk you through everything. The long-term experience, the whole experience is much better. You get the best value when you buy from us locally, because that is exactly what we do every single day. We are not going to sell you something that you are not going to need. We're going to make sure that you're happy in the long run. Those are a couple of the very important things. That's why about more than 2/3 of the people buy from the local stores.
The only way to grow in a soft market is to make sure you get the sale versus the guy down the street, right?
Absolutely. The biggest advantage people have is they have a lot of dead files, people who they measured, and they never follow up. 80% of the sales happen between the 5th and the 12th contact, the follow-up. Today, it's so easy to follow up, Kemp. You can email me, you can text me, you can send a message on the Facebook, and then handwritten notes. People should be sending those. Every customer who buys from your store, they should become your ambassadors. When Kemp goes to dinner, his friends are talking about flooring. Kemp is going to be my best ambassador, so make every customer work for you. It is a relationship-driven business. They should be doing that.
All right, Pommy, I knew you could get us started off on the right foot. Again, been talking to Pommy Bueller, and you've been listening to Kemp Har and FloridaLead.net.